There's no doubt that the hospitality industry has been one of the hardest hit by this pandemic. I think we will all agree. Many restaurants and bars are running at razor-thin profit margins already, and the new rules can actually make it unviable for many businesses to reopen. That is, unless some strict systems are put in place. So dining out might not look quite like it used to. And as customers, if we want to support our hospitality industry in this post-COVID world, some understanding and acceptance is going to go a long way. So how can we be good patrons as we move forward? On the line, I have food writer Callan Boyce, who's a long-standing friend of 2SER. This week, he's penned an article for Good Food titled Table Manners: The Do's and Don'ts of Dining Out in 2020, and he joins us now. Callan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, look, hospitality was a challenging industry to be successful in before COVID. Let's start by talking about how much some of the post-COVID rules are really going to affect a business.
Yeah, well, the big one really is the one person per 4 square metre rule, which is really inhibiting how many people can be in a restaurant or a cafe or a pub at one time. So that's not to say that the whole place is mapped out into 4-metre-square grids or anything and everyone has to stay in their lane, but it's just saying that there's an average of one person per 4 square metres. So if you've got a 40-square-metre joint, you can only have 10 people in there. And that restaurant may be set up with a business model to accommodate 20, 30 people. So it's really, really playing havoc with the bottom line of restaurants. And while JobKeeper's in place, they're certainly getting through okay. At the moment, well, not okay.
They're kind of surviving.
And I think if JobKeeper goes in the hospitality sector at the end of September, that's going to be really, really rough. And I'm really worried a lot of restaurants won't make it through that. So yeah. Well, hopefully the government will keep JobKeeper going a little bit longer. And certainly keep JobKeeper going while that 4-metre-square rule is still in place. So yeah, but from July 1st, restaurants can reopen at full capacity. That's great, but within that 4-metre-square rule still. So it's okay if you're a 250-seater joint. Probably you might be able to really start to pack it out, but for those smaller places, not so much. And then on top of that, you've also got increased measures around sanitization and hygiene and safety and getting customers now to scan a Q code on the menu when they come in to, make sure they can be traced back in case of any adverse events. And it's a whole bunch of new things.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because we were recently in Orange and they were taking everyone, like as you came into the restaurant, you signed your name and your address and your phone number some contact details, whether it was your email address or your phone number. So that was how, I guess that was their Q code equivalent. If people haven't dined out yet, what are some of the things that they can expect when they make a booking? And so before they even get to the restaurant?
Yeah, well, you can probably expect to not be eating at 7:30, as everyone in Sydney loves to do.
Look, I'm a 5:36 o'clocker, so right. I bet I'm done.
You are well set, man. So a lot of the places are doing maybe 2, maybe 3 sittings a night instead, just because they need to get as many customers through. So you might have one sitting at 6 o'clock, which finishes at 8 o'clock, then the next customers come through at 8:15, 8:30. So if you do want to stick around a bit longer, maybe go for that later booking, which also might not be the most attractive thing in the middle of winter either to go out that late at night. So, and it's all about those two-hour sittings or maybe 90-minute sittings.
Yeah.
So very important to arrive on time, because if you're just 20 minutes, half an hour late, it can really stuff up the flow of the kitchen.
Oh, my God. So important to turn up on time.
Yeah.
So
they've got food already prepared.
Yeah.
It's going to be ready to go, stuff that's kind of, that doesn't require cooking, little snacks or whatever it might be, some sashimi, something like that is waiting to go when you hit that table at, 10 past 8. And if you're not there at 8:30, it can be a bit of an issue. And then also because if you've got an earlier sitting at 6 p.m., there's other customers that want to come in at 8:15, 8:30. You need to kind of get up and leave.
Yeah.
It's just politeness. Yeah. And apparently, as I found out writing a story for the Herald this week, a lot of people haven't been doing that. I've been going to restaurants. And it's always a bit of a problem to kind of say to someone, look, excuse me, there's another table to come. But often, you know, you can move that table to the bar or another area of the restaurant, that kind of thing, kind of shuffle things around. But that luxury is well gone now. So, yeah, it's just important that people be conscious diners, and be aware of what the restaurant's going through and also the needs of other customers that are probably waiting out on the street in the cold to get in.
What are some of the, okay, so we've talked about arriving to the restaurant on time, being conscious of the space that you're in that, you know, you're going to be designated a table and a seat, and that they have calculated the numbers of seats and people they can have in their space. I've had some cafe and restaurant owners telling me that they will have people booking for four and then turn up with five. And they're like, you don't understand that we have calculated on your booking and we will actually cop a really huge fine.
Absolutely. And police are coming around. I've talked to a few restaurateurs in Sydney, and police will rock in once or twice a week and just see that everything's going hunky-dory and there's not, five people sitting at a four-person table. But what's also happening now is when some people are told, sorry, you can't have an extra person, or we need you to leave, or, you know, we can't extend that table of 10 to 20, they're copying abuse.
Right?
The public at large, I like to call them. You know, I don't know any of those people. I'm sure you don't either, but apparently they're out there. I was talking to someone at Continental Deli in Newtown, and they were saying that customers just walk straight in off the street and sit down at a bar or at the table, and it's like, you can't really do that anymore. Like, you not read the papers. But
dang, it's maybe COVID time.
I know. Maybe people just read the headlines and it says, restaurants reopen, and they just think it's, you know, free game for everything. But there's a fair bit more restrictions to it. But, yeah, certainly don't be rude to staff during this time. I mean, don't be rude to staff anytime.
Anytime, right.
That's a little bit more lenient. Yeah, they're working really, really hard to keep, you know, tables sanitized and to keep, you know, everything running smoothly and, you know, coping probably with a smaller kitchen staff, smaller floor staff, because you can't get your whole brigade back up just yet, maybe. And, they're doing it pretty hard. So maybe stay away from the TripAdvisor and Zomato and all those user review websites at the moment.
Step back, keyboard warrior. Step back.
The keyboard warrior. Yeah. Like, with good food and the good food guy, we've stopped scoring restaurants for a while until things get back to normal. And certainly not while that 4 square meter rule is in place. And it would just be nice to, if maybe customers could abide by that too. I don't think now's the time to be issuing report cards on restaurants that are doing it pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, Callan, I could probably actually speak to you all morning about this, but we've run out of time.
All good.
Thank you so much. And where can people head to read that article again?
Goodfood.com.au. Perfect. On the main site there, so you'll be able to find it. Yep.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your time, Callan.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Cheers.